Several lawmakers on both sides of the aisle reject President Trump's claim that he was wiretapped by the Obama administration. But for some of the president's most ardent supporters, they believe that the Trump administration is facing conspiratorial opposition from within the federal government, which is why Newt Gingrich, Sean Spicer, and Sean Hannity have been talking about a so-called deep state. But the notion of a deep state isn't new. In fact, it's as old as the republic itself. So let's go to Ed Ayers and Joanne Freeman. They're historians and co-hosts of the weekly podcast Backstory. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks very much.
Okay, so the deep state. What exactly is it?
Well, that's a good question. No, it's an interesting concept that was first evolved to describe places that are not exactly like the United States, as in Turkey and in Egypt, where there are well-known alliances of the intelligence state, the military, and big business that control the government. And so that's what people are referring to when they say that there is a deep state. But Joanne's a specialist in early America, and I just want to know, is the deep state built into this country from the beginning?
I don't know if I'd say it's built in, because that's kind of depressing, but I guess I would say it sure goes all the way back. You could start out by saying Thomas Jefferson and the Republicans in the first years of the government had a sense that behind the scenes, Alexander Hamilton and this sort of cabal of moneyed men and corrupt congressmen were doing something horrible to subvert the government. Jefferson even says there's a corps under the command of the Secretary of the Treasury for the purpose of subverting step by step the principles of the Constitution.
Wow.
So there's like the idea that there's this big organized team evil effort. That's not to say that there isn't some corruption going on behind the scenes, but it's not a big, enormous, organized plan.
I'm going to play the foil here. Can I just jump in and play the foil? Because not to get too conspiratorial on both of you, but the moneyed elite do exercise a lot of influence and power. I mean, money was one of the major reasons for the very founding of this country, or at least wanting independence over, you know, of our financial futures. I don't think anyone's in denial of that. So why is it terribly outside the realm of possibility to believe that there were a select few who wielded more power than they probably should?
It's not that idea is unbelievable. Of course, there are moneyed men doing things behind the scenes, but I think that the deep state idea is that it's huge and organized and it's out to topple the government, you know, and that's when you get to the huge is when it gets a little goofy.
People thought they knew the hugest one of all, which was the Catholic Church. I mean, who's better organized to rule the world than the Pope and all his minions? And that's what the Know Nothing Party of the 1850s thought. And they ran Massachusetts. They actually won the governorship there. And the idea there, it's not always just money, I think, would be the difference, Magna. Mm-hmm. That what it is, it's that it's the people who have deep, insidious purposes beyond mere greed. And throughout the 20th century, of course, we kept seeing different versions of it, whether it was McCarthyism, J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI trying to sort of bring down the civil rights movement and Martin Luther King, or whatever you think about John F. Kennedy's assassination or Watergate. But the point being is that whatever conspiracy there might be, and of course, one killed Abraham Lincoln, we just don't see, maybe we don't see evidence because we're not supposed to, but over the course of American history...
that's one of the pernicious powers of conspiracy theory, isn't it?
Right.
But again, I embrace my role as the foil here. Okay, so let me ask you.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, when the Snowden-related leaks came out in 2013 about the NSA and spying, you know, it does make you wonder: is there enough sort of teasing evidence around the edges to give, I'm not going to say credence necessarily to people who are concerned about the deep state, but to explain why Americans can't fully, or some Americans can't fully let go of the possibility.
But I think we're also talking about two different things, and they're related, but they're not identical, mm-hmm. and that is conspiracy and deep state.
I mean, Snowden is a good example of something that would look like the deep state, but what was Snowden's purpose? It was not to topple a presidency. It was to actually shed light into the government. And the deep state they're talking about now, an intentional purpose to destroy the Trump administration, is a very different thing.
Hmm. So given all that we know, though, about the past and how people thought about the deep state, what do you make of the fact that this phrase has come back with such intensity now?
Well,
it's like a couple of other phrases that have come back. One is political correctness, which was originally thought up by the left as almost as a kind of a joke, and then fake news. That's something else that has been recently appropriated by Trump and his administration for their own reasons, directly opposite to what they were originally intended to mean.
Well, that's where I can jump in and jump back in time and say, in the same way that these phrases are coming up now and that they're being used in different ways, you can also say that there are aspects about what's happening now that are really do go back to the beginnings of the Republic. And the one that strikes me the most, I think, is just the idea that when you have this sort of deep state conspiracy theories, there's usually a narrative or a story attached to it to justify it and explain it. And I think the idea that somehow or other Obama did something behind the scenes to wiretap Trump to destroy the Trump administration, that's certainly the narrative that has been pinned onto one of the deep state ideas of the moment. And that impulse also is something that you see again and again.
Well, Joanne Freeman and Ed Ayers, historians and co-hosts of the weekly podcast Backstory, thanks so much for giving this tour through the history of the deep state. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Magda.